Too many students are graduating from Wisconsin schools and then getting out of town. That's according to our next guest, who says the state has a lot of untapped potential when it comes to out-of-state students coming to Wisconsin schools. State Assembly Representative Dave Murphy is a Republican who represents the 56th District, which includes Greenville. He co-sponsored a bill in the legislature that would offer grant money to out-of-state Wisconsin grads who stick around. He joins us now in our studio. Representative Murphy, thanks a lot for coming over.
Hi, and it's great to be here.
Now, talk about the problem first before we get into our legislation. Where do you see this untapped potential here for Wisconsin?
Well, certainly our growing economy has caused a need for more employees. Our businesses are shorthanded right now. So we want to attract more of these out-of-state students to stay here in Wisconsin. And right now, we only keep about 10% of those out-of-state students that graduate. And if we could increase that to 20 or 30%, it would be a tremendous benefit. And it would reduce the brain drain, and it would give our employers the opportunity to have more of these well-educated students working for them.
Yeah, and we hear this from businesses from time to time. What do you hear in your neck of the woods in the Fox Valley area? Do you see employers having trouble getting those skilled college degree employees?
Absolutely, Rob. There are businesses all over the Fox Valley as well as all over Wisconsin are looking for well-trained and more employees. There's a shortage everywhere.
Now, let's get in this legislation you're working on. What would it do?
So what we're trying to do is attract some of those out-of-state students by giving them a chance. We call it earned in-state tuition. Mm-hmm. So it would start actually 2 years after they graduate, they would have to be here. And then during a five-year period, they could earn up to 10% of the differential between out-of-state and in-state tuition. They could earn that back as a tax credit.
So it doesn't ultimately bring them back to having paid full or totally paid in-state tuition. It kind of splits the difference, it sounds like.
Yeah, and I'm glad you asked that because it doesn't. Because if you're a parent of an in-state student, you might say, well, why should these people get tuition as cheaply as my son or daughter? I've been paying taxes here for years. And they actually won't get all of that tuition back. But they have paid a lot of extra for that education in comparison to what in-state students do. And if they stay here for an extended period of time, we're trying to make those young people into Wisconsinites. Mm-hmm. And that's the real winning formula here for us.
And there's a work requirement, a salary requirement to be eligible for this. Is that right?
There is. And again, it's we're trying to attract students to careers. If we want to attract educated, highly trained individuals that can step into these really important jobs, that's what we're looking to do. And I think anybody who's graduating with a degree from our universities, that threshold shouldn't be that difficult to attain.
We're talking to State Assembly Representative Dave Murphy about legislation he is co-sponsoring that would give a credit to out-of-state students who come to Wisconsin and then stick around for more than a couple of years and get jobs here in the state. Can you talk about the price tag? What would this cost Wisconsin?
So we are allocating $15 million in this bill to operate this program. For a particular student, the credit's going to be over 5 years. It would be substantial. It could be in the $10,000 a year range to a student.
And are you hearing a lot of bipartisan support for this kind of idea?
Actually, I'm seeing a lot of bipartisan support. In the people that I talk to, I can't say that liberals or conservatives are either for it or against it. I see some on both sides being for it. I see people on both sides having questions about it also. People question, is this the best way to spend the money? I have no other idea on how to attract this large group of out-of-state students, only 10% of which now stay in the state. And I'm trying to figure out a way to get this 90%, at least a portion of them, to hang on here.
Yeah, people talk about lifestyle, amenities. Do you see ways to kind of sell the Wisconsin way of life to some of these students while we've got them as a captive audience for 4 or 5 years?
You know, I think, Rob, that certainly is another aspect to this. If you say, well, are there other ways to get them to stay here? I think there are. You work on a bill and you try to focus on what you're doing. And so I have this bill, and so I'm kind of focusing in on that right now. But, you know, I'm always happy to hear from people with other ideas that they may have.
Yeah, would employers be looped into under this bill and be let know that, hey, here's this potential hiring pool for you?
Well, one of the interesting things is the Wisconsin Economic Development Association is one of the groups that has really been championing this legislation. And one of their ideas that we added into the bill was to allow employers to advertise and to designate themselves as employers that are trying to seek these out-of-state kids to come in and work for them.
And which campuses do you think might be most affected by this? I'm guessing UW-Madison is a big part of our out-of-state pool here.
Sure. I mean, Madison is always going to be a big part of this. But, you know, our campuses, you know, Platteville, I think, would be a big part of it. I could see La Crosse. I could see River Falls and Stout, UW-Milwaukee because of our agreement with Illinois. And Parkside, even, they bring in a fair amount of out-of-state students.
I was just in La Crosse last week and talked to a local business development leader who said he had an anecdote about somebody talking to a bunch of UW La Crosse students and asking, you know, how many of you are planning to stay in this area after you graduate? And only a couple hands came up. Is it your hope that if this passes and we ask that kind of question in 5 years, we'll see more of those hands go up?
Absolutely. I mean, that would be to me, what tells me that we did the right thing and that it's working.
What's the timeline now in this legislation? Where is it in the process?
So we're going to ask for a hearing on this bill, and I would expect that we would do that sometime this summer. Hopefully we would be able to maybe get it on the assembly calendar for a vote in the fall. And so that would sort of be the timeline that we'd be looking for.
And if that happened, if all went well and it got passed in the fall, when would this actually kick in? When would this take effect as it's written right now?
Well, because you have that 2-year period in there where students couldn't start earning the credit until 2 years after they graduate, that sort of is, it does give us some time to put this in place and sort of get the structure of it implemented.
We heard from a listener, Charlie in Milwaukee, who says, why are we trying to attract out-of-state students when there's plenty of in-state students denied access to UW-Madison as well as other state colleges? So maybe we should focus on the local students more, he says.
Well, our problem is not that a lot of our in-state students aren't being granted access. Our enrollments are actually declining. And so the demographics going forward aren't positive for filling these job needs. And so I would tell Charlie that, you know, if I could find enough in-state students, I would be happier than heck. But I don't see how that happens. We just do not have the numbers coming out of our high schools.
We'll leave it there for now. Representative Murphy, thanks again for coming over here.
Thank you.
That's Dave Murphy, Republican state representative from Greenville. He joined us to look at a bill that would offer a financial incentive to out-of-state students to remain in Wisconsin after they graduate.